Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Getting better with Ann Beal.
Welcome. I am so glad you are joining us today. I have one of my good friends, Dr. Joe Wallach, joining us today, and he is helping us understand about the basics of nutrition. Now, Dr. Wallach is a naturopathic doctor. He is a pathologist. He actually did his doctoral fellowship in comparative pathology, and he was a veterinarian as well. He's spoken all over the world. In fact, with many books authored. He has one in the Smithsonian and even Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Epigenetics. And he is going to talk with us today and all about some of the basics, and we're going to have him on once a month. So, Dr. Wallach, I'm so glad you're joining us today.
Well, Ann, thank you so much for your hospitality, and it's always good to work with you. You have such a special talent. Now, you're one of God's angels, and we love you for it. And just briefly, the thing that we have to appreciate after having done all those autopsies, what I learned was that all vertebrates, whether you're a human being or a flamingo or a fish or a turtle or a porpoise or a giraffe or a rat or a pig or a dog or an elephant, doesn't matter, all vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients to maintain and repair themselves. Every kid knows your skin goes away and repairs itself. That's true of your lungs and your heart and your brain and your liver and your kidneys and your muscles and your bones and cartilage. Everything goes away. But your genes require these 90 essential nutrients, 60 to 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minutes to 3 fatty acids. And if you take those in an optimal amount, you're going to maximize your health. You're going to maximize your ability to recover from injuries. You're going to maximize your longevity. Same way when people put oil in their car. You put 6 quarts of oil in your car before the engine burns up. You don't wait till the engine burns up, and then you go to a mechanic crying, oh, my car burns up. What should we do? And he says, oh, put some oil in it. Well, no, you put oil in it, and then you get 300,000 miles. You change it every 1,000 miles. Same way with ourselves. If we treat ourselves half as good as we treat our cars, you'll gain 25 to 50 healthful years. Now, the beautiful thing about this is most of the diseases that doctors say are genetic or autoimmune are not. There are no such things as genetically transmitted diseases. It actually started a new science called epigenetics, which is rapidly taking the place of genetics, because there are no genetically transmitted diseases. There are no genetically transmitted birth defects, with the exception of viruses like measles and poisons and prescription drugs like thalidomide, where babies are born with no arms and legs. All birth defects are caused by nutritional deficiencies in the embryo. Type 2 diabetes is a simple nutritional deficiency of a single nutrient. We've known that, gosh, for 85 years. I can take somebody who's a diabetic for 30 years, type 2 diabetic, and in 30 days are an ex-diabetic. Their doctor will take them off the medication. Same way with cartilage. You have bone-to-bone arthritis. You do not need a knee replacement. Give us 90 days with what we call the healthy bone and joint pack, and your body will rebuild the cartilage. I don't care if there's not one single cell of cartilage left in your knees or your hips or your shoulders or your neck. Guess what? It will regrow. Same way. You take people like these kids that die every year, 20,000 under the age of 25 die each year in America from sudden heart death, these young athletes. That's caused by deficiency of a single nutrient. You cannot tell that on a standard physical. Same way with fatty liver and liver cirrhosis, all caused by nutritional deficiencies. And things like kidney failure.
Dr. Wallach?
Go ahead, dear.
Yes, well, I was wondering. So one of the things that I want people to know is they'll hear things from you and they've never heard before. Mm-hmm. When it comes to all the degenerative diseases.
Yes.
And I know that's been your mission for like 30 years.
to let people know about the minerals and the mineral deficiencies and how they mm-hmm. can cause diseases.
Yes.
And so when you share that, you're sharing all the different kinds of diseases that are easily,
make prevented and reversed.
Yeah, there you go.
900 of them. And yeah. There's over 900 diseases that are preventable and reversible.
And that's what we want to let them know. And so, okay. Yes.
And we do have CDs and DVDs and books. I don't know if you want to name the titles very quickly. Or,
yes, go ahead. So they have resources.
Sure. The resource, and the most legendary one, of course, is Dead Doctors Don't Lie. It started out as an audio cassette tape and a VHS cassette. And, of course, now today we have thumb drives with 43 CDs on it and 10 DVDs kind of stuff. So we have all kinds of stuff. The CDs are in 9 languages. Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Of course, one of my more recent ones is called A Stick of Butter Day Keeps a Doctor Away, because cholesterol has nothing to do with cardiovascular disease. Cholesterol does not cause plaque in your arteries. It's fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens cause plaque in your arteries. I found that out in 1970 when I'm finding plaque in the arteries of wild sheep from the mountains, the Atlas Mountains of North Africa, north of Morocco. And where are they getting their cholesterol? They're not eating eggs and butter and meat and so forth. It turned out they were getting wheat. And the wheat germ, while oxidized and turned into trans fats, caused them to have 98% plaque in their arteries. These are wild sheep in the mountains, Atlas Mountains of North Africa, okay? And so I'm the one who discovered that it's inflammation that causes plaque in the arteries, not cholesterol. Cholesterol is your best friend. Cholesterol deficiency is caused by doctors who say, you got to cut back on your cholesterol. And, of course, a cholesterol deficiency has caused a disease that never existed 45 years ago. It's the number 4 killer of people today. It's called Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a cholesterol deficiency. And so you need to get those books, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Get a hold of the CDs, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. And then for longevity, if you want to live a long, healthful life, we have one called Immortality Forever Young. And, of course, we have hundreds of them, so you're going to have to get through Anne here.
Yeah, there's so many. Now, your book that's in the Smithsonian, it is about the diseases of animals, right?
No, well, it's the disease of animals and people. It represented 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change of over, as you said earlier, 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans. And this is back during the 60s when I did a 10-year project for the National Institutes of Health. They paid $25 million for the project. And then there was so much hysteria about the earth ending in 2 weeks from pollution. My job was to find a species of animals in the zoos that was susceptible to the same pollutants that humans were. We're going to use that animal, much like the old coal miners used to use canaries down in the mine as an early warning signal. What I found out was nobody was dying of pollution, as everybody thought, but everybody was dying of nutritional deficiencies. And so what they did was put a hard cover on a thesis that represented 20,000 autopsies, 10 million chemistries, 10 million slides looking for pollution. And they put a hard cover on it, and we sell that book. It used, beat up, they sell for $6,000, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $18,000. Brand new, still in the box, Ann. That thesis, my thesis, sells for $25,000. You can look it up on used books, Amazon. It'll blow your mind.
I tried. I wanted one, and I heard it was in the Smithsonian. And even the used ones are like $16,000. So
yes.
I guess I'll never get one. Maybe I'll just get a printout.
Well, every once in a while, you find one for like $600, $800. It's pretty beat up, and the cover is ripped off, but the information is still in there.
But how did we get from that in the 60s about diseases caused, how to cure all those diseases, or, you know, to now? How did we get from there to here?
Well, basically, obviously, you know, the medical system wasn't really interested in what I was saying because it flies in the face of everything they've learned in school. So I had to start a company called Longevity in the Beginning. Today it's called Youngevity. This is our 21st year. Anniversary is our company called Youngevity. We're on the stock market. YGYI is our stock symbol in the NASDAQ. YGYI on NASDAQ. We're very proud of that. I'm the only physician whose practice is on the NASDAQ. Okay? YGYI. And basically, I had to leverage my time because I knew that I had something different to get help people prevent and reverse 900 different diseases. And seeing 25 patients a day in a private practice was not going to have any impact. So I had to start a company in which I came up with programs, systems, that anybody, even a high school dropout, could use. You know, what do you use a healthy weight loss pack for? Weight loss. What do you use a healthy blood sugar pack for? Blood sugar problems, including diabetes. What do you use a healthy bone and joint pack for? Well, anything to do with musculoskeletal stuff, arthritis, osteoporosis, fibromyalgia, lupus, that kind of stuff. What do you do for things like Parkinson's and MS and Alzheimer's disease? Well, we have a healthy brain and heart pack. Congestive heart failure due to a deficiency of a single vitamin. It's reversible in a couple of weeks. Congestive heart failure. Okay. And plaque in the artery is not caused by cholesterol. It's caused by dried foods, oils, and processed meats and glutens. You change your diet, you get on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and your body heals itself. As long as you're staying off the bad stuff, your body will heal itself and clean up your arteries. Most people do not need stents. Most people do not need bypass surgery. They just need to clean up their diet, take the 90 essential nutrients. Again, that 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. Your body does the rest. And you are an angel for getting this information out to people. And we're looking for people to help us get the information out there. And like you say, we can help them with everything, longevity, pain. We have safe pain relievers they can use themselves when nobody's overdoses and dies. 62,000 people died last year in America from overdoses, prescription painkillers, okay? And I'm the one that did all the original research on those particular drugs in the 1960s because I was in Africa working on elephants and white rhino out in the bush. And I did all the original studies on fentanyl, ketamine, and opioids. I wrote, I don't know how many dozens of papers on them that are published, okay? And in book chapters and things like that are published on those particular drugs. And so I could prevent all these deaths from overdoses. I could take people like Tiger Woods, who's a drug addict. I was a surgeon, put him on opioids for pain, post-surgical pain. You know, in 6 to 8 weeks' time, I could have Tiger Woods back up winning golf tournaments instead of being ranking 28th in the world.
But I think you've done that. You did that with so many. You did that with Danny Glover. You did
Danny
it
Glover.
With
Andrew Holyfield.
Yes, yes. Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela. Also, let's see here. Got the name of who's that guy that's on the road again?
Willie Nelson.
Oh yeah, he was crippled up bad. He couldn't play the guitar. I fixed him. And we do this to thousands of famous people every year. Royalty from the Middle East and Europe, people who are athletes, people who are entertainers, and so forth. You know, they want to keep their names kind of quiet. Pastors, we have saved pastors' lives who are actually terminal in hospice. Pastor Mike Freeman from Baltimore, Maryland, we actually have a DVD. He interviewed me after we saved him, and the DVD is called Praise the Lord and Pass the 90. Praise the Lord and Pass the 90. It's a takeoff on that First World War soldier's prayer, which was Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. So now we call it Praise the Lord and Pass the 90. It tells his story. He had hours to live, hours, and we saved him. Everybody else in that hospice died that night. And so 16 people died, and he survived. And so that's why we did this interview, which is on the DVD now, Praise the Lord and Pass the 90. And so these things tell people, you know, doctors are running down the wrong path in most cases. Their hearts are in the right place. A lot of nice people in the medical profession, but they're running on the wrong rails, and as a result, the outcomes are not good. Third leading cause of death in America, according to Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, not me, 4 years ago, the third leading cause of death in America is simple mistakes in hospitals by doctors. In hospitals each year, and doctors kill 251,000 people. Every 4 years, they kill 1 million patients. We got to take over, do this ourselves, save our kids. The American government came out and said, our children will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as your parents. I'm not prepared to accept that prediction. So you and I and all your friends and associates and all my friends and associates, everybody out there in the world, we need to get this information, get it to our kids and grandkids, and let's save them.
Yes, and you know what? In order to do that, I know that there's nobody more tirelessly fighting for our rights to be able to learn and know all about supplements and all the natural things we can do for the body to heal it. Now, since I met you, I haven't been to the doctor. So I had to get on Obamacare for my business back in 2011, and I've not been even for an initial visit. Now, I know you haven't been to the doctor, and even though you are a doctor and your wife is a doctor, you haven't actually had to go for it. You've never been on a prescription, is that right?
I've never been on a prescription drug. I have not been to see a doctor for any reason. For 75 years, when life insurance companies want to do, you know, physical on me, I have them send a PA or a nurse out, nurse practitioner. I don't see doctors. The last doctor I saw, I did an autopsy on him.
Well, can we tell everyone what exactly they need? So this is part of what I want to do is tell them exactly what they need. The 90 nutrients are the...
We have what we call the Healthy Start Pack. That's our basic program.
I'm on that.
The Healthy Start Pack. Yeah, and if you don't have any problems or you have a financial problem, just get on that Healthy Start Pack. I've had people who are on 13 prescription drugs and they couldn't afford 13 secret sauces for those 13 diseases.
Right.
So we just got them on the Healthy Start Pack, the basic program, and in 90 days, as God is my witness, Ann, in 90 days, all seven of those diseases were gone. They were off of all 13 prescription drugs.
Well, you know what? And I think that if we let them know in the name of your company,
Youngevity.
Well,
we want them to contact you.
Yes, they're going to contact
you. Yeah, they need to contact you, go through you. You will get them an ID number so they can actually get the products at wholesale. If they go through you, get an ID number, they will not have to pay retail for the products. I will make sure that they only pay wholesale. How's that?
Yes, and that is what we want you guys to know about, to get all the packs. And they are really simple. You can use the names of the packs, the blood sugar pack, the brain and heart pack, and all that. And I just thank you, Dr. Wallach, so much. I know my brother, who had Parkinson's, you've helped a lot with him. And it was amazing, the changes, just in 2 weeks, using all the suggested foods and supplements for him to be able to walk again, and move his fingers and talk and do incredible things. And I just thank you for all your work out there.
We do that thousands of times a day around the world just on Parkinson's. It's an easy disease to prevent. It's an easy disease to reverse. We do that with billionaires who come to us because they're frustrated with the medical system, and billionaires in just 90 days, terminal Parkinson's disease, Moose Jaw, Canada. Okay?
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, I want to have you on again because I need to do different segments with you. So this
sure.
is just our first one, and when I can track you down, I know you travel all the time. So we have to end now, and I just thank you so much for being on, and we will catch you next time you stop on your 360 days of traveling and speaking. Thank you so much for being on, Dr. Wallach.
God bless you, my angel Anne.
Life Solutions Coaching and Counseling in Hazlet, Texas is a full-service wellness clinic providing individual, group, and family counseling, one-on-one coaching for life and wellness, and naturopathic treatments of medical massage therapy combined with essential oils to ensure you reach your health and wellness goals. Sessions are available in person or by phone. Get started on your new life today. Just call 817-232-1363 or go to LifeSolutionsCoachingAndCounseling.com or email them at LifeSolutionsCC@yahoo.com.
To admit it's getting better, it's a little better all the time.
If you'd like to get better, call Ann right now. 214-810-8255. 214-810-TALK. Now more with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Welcome back. I am so excited. If you guys got to hear Dr. Wallach, just all the things he's talking about with the 90 nutrients. There's so much knowledge, and he has so much to tell us all the time. But he wanted to start with just telling you the basics about nutrition and the importance of getting all your nutrients, your 60 minerals, your 15 vitamins, your amino acids, your probiotics, your prebiotics, and everything. And so we tried to start with some of the basics today. So I actually have, to help me with the rest of this topic, following up on Dr. Wallach, Dr. Jim Slaughter, who is a life coach, counselor, PhD at Life Solutions. And I have Thomas Jessayan, who is peak performance fitness trainer. And he is here, and he's a specialist in nutrition. I had him on before about the keto diet, and he's incredible. So welcome, guys, to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks. Especially with you, Thomas Mass. Good to see you again.
I'm glad to be here. I'm here with my two favorite people. So I want to thank you guys for inviting me again.
Oh, good to have you.
Well, you all heard Dr. Wallach, and you heard about the nutrition. I think that most people don't realize that if, you know, they're trying all to eat healthy. And they're following like the food pyramid, they're doing everything they've been told, and they're still getting sick, they're still having to see doctors, take prescriptions, get stents, get toes amputated, you name it, and they're doing everything that their MDs tell them to do, and they're still sick. So what do you think about if we just eat well based on what we're told, why is it not enough?
Well, it was amazing to me that to find that out, because I'd all been told all my life since the time I was a kid that if, you know, there are four basic food groups, and if I ate a balanced diet, regular balanced diet, bringing in each of those food groups in a balanced way, that that's all I needed. Now I realize that's not true, and primarily because the soils all over the world are so depleted of minerals and vitamins that the food that we grow hardly has any mineral and vitamin content. And so I can't get what I need by eating out of the four basic food groups without supplementing.
Yes. Now, Thomas has an interesting story. Thomas is our new friend. We've met him a couple months ago, and he's an incredible trainer and incredible with weight loss. And Dr. Tiller just loves him. You helped Dr. Tiller redo his whole store. And so Thomas actually shared a story, very surprising, and I'm going to have him share it with you.
Yeah, so about 5 years ago, I was going back home to the Philippines, and it was around 2013. I came across Dr. Wallach's lecture about gluten-free diet and eating butter and everything pretty much that was told to me to stay away from. And this is a shock to me because in my family, we have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. So this is something that we avoided our whole lives.
In the Philippines?
Yes.
High blood pressure and high cholesterol?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol.
Okay.
And they eat a fairly low-fat diet. You know, a lot of carbohydrates, but fairly low-fat diet, lots of fruits, lots of rice, grains. We do eat minimal protein, but as far as the whole diet in its entirety, it's usually a fairly low-fat diet as a culture. Mm. So listening to Dr. Wallach, I was kind of shocked to hear about this man talking about eat more butter, eat more cream. You know.
And so that was 5 years ago. And is that before you found out about your dad?
Actually, it was around the same time that I found out about my father, who had cancer, prostate cancer at the time, and I was trying to get back home so I can be with him. But unfortunately, he passed away before I got there. Mm. So I wanted to rush there to be there for his funeral. So it was to my surprise, actually, that, you know, when I went there, it was kind of an epiphany for me to see how a culture like the Philippines had changed. Now they're dealing with diabetes there, which was kind of it's still in its infancy stage. It's not like here in the U.S. where everybody's a diabetic. Over there, I think it's about 6 or 7 years old as far as the diabetes is concerned.
Well, and you didn't realize that was 5 years later, the same Dr. Wallach that we have introduced you to.
That's
and,
right.
And you didn't really pay attention as much to the name as
no.
to the information.
That's correct. That's
and so
correct.
It's really cool because Thomas changed his whole, and we'll talk about that when we get back. He changed so much about with all your trainers, the way they ate and everything.
That's right.
And he was telling us, I can't believe it's the same person. I can't believe it's the same person. And so that's really cool. And so come back when you come back, Thomas is going to talk more about that.
Getting better all the time. Now back to Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
We found out on break that there was a little bit of a sound problem for the video anyway. So we will get that fixed for you guys and get it all fixed up where you can go back and hear the show later. We just stopped with Thomas telling about this incredible thing 5 years ago about being in the Philippines. His dad was dying. He heard Dr. Wallach. Was it a video or a CD? What was it, Thomas?
It was a video. Yeah.
It was a video. And what did you do after that?
So when I came to the Philippines, I was first preoccupied with the funeral arrangements and everything. But I was sitting there in my room, and I was thinking about what is the difference between now and 30 years ago when I was here. Right. And what I found out is that, you know, there's a lot more fast food restaurants mm-hmm. now than they were before. Right, a lot of the cities that were remote is no longer remote, so it's kind of, you can see the evolution that the country has taken from what it was before in its infancy, where there's a lot of rich foods, where it's local, they eat seasonally, and it's not something that they just have a vast majority of food every day that's the same all the time, like McDonald's and Pizza Hut.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I see the change happen. So I was sitting there in my room, and they served me eggs, rice, and a little piece of ham. And I was like, I was thinking, I was like, I wonder if Dr. Wallach would approve of this meal. And I'm sure probably not the rice, but it's a staple of the Philippines. So I ate it, and I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to go with what they have here. And I kept on writing on my journal, and I was thinking there. I was like, well, if I change my diet, how would it be? How would it affect my health from a cholesterol perspective or the blood pressure? So I started saying, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to start eating exactly what he said and then see what happened. Not a lot of dairy. We ate you know, fairly well as far as the fish. There's plenty of fish there. Any local foods and some fruits. So a lot of it was just whatever's available, right? I try to do the best that I can and what was there. So when I came back, I wrote this program. It's a 6-week program for weight loss, and it started off with a detox. It started off with plenty of plant-based, you know, minerals, you know, smoothies, and then introducing fats back into the diet, like coconut milk, and you know, nuts and seeds and butter.
And butter.
And butter,
right?
Got to have the butter.
Yeah.
So whenever we started adding those in, we started seeing people lose weight. Right. And this
Isn't
was
crazy.
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be the opposite, right?
Exactly.
That's what I'm doing right now. And it has been amazing. Every time I step on the scale, I'm like, I can't even believe that. Right. And it's not Atkins. And I think a lot of people think Atkins. No, it's not that, because
that's right.
The fat is so much higher. It's healthy fat. What we call healthy fat is not what, like back in the 90s, healthy fat. Right. Healthy fat is really butter and cream and lard and things that our grandparents and great grandparents, you know, maybe. All did a long time ago.
Right.
But I know for you, you changed your whole mindset. And so it's funny, when we met you and you started learning about Dr. Wallach and all the nutrition. So one of the things that Dr. Wallach was talking about was he does have products. He was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Nutrition. And he has products mainly so you don't go and spend all this money and not knowing if it's high grade or not high grade, or you don't know what you're getting. He has all-in-one products that are incredible, that have all the nutrients in them except the oils, right? And so if you would like to order those Healthy Start Packs, you can go to Getting Better with Ann Beal. And on the Longevity link, you can just order right there the Healthy Start Packs. Now, the Healthy Start Packs are interesting. We are healthy. I haven't been to the doctor in years. You haven't been to the doctor. So the Healthy Start Pack itself, the regular pack, is, you know, if you're not really having any problems and you just want to get healthier.
And stay that way.
That's right.
Which pack are you on?
I'm on the Healthy Start Pack, just the basic pack. It has the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is a powdered drink, a really good drink. And then it has EFAs with it. And then the third thing is a calcium product that you take daily.
But I have to correct you, because you are on the Bone and Joint Pack. You just don't realize it because you didn't order them all together. Because I know that you also have Glucogel. And
I do. I have some things that I've added because of specific issues and needs that I have.
For osteo, like you have a little bit of osteoporosis.
A bit, yes.
Yeah. And so when Dr. Wallach or Dr. Glidden let you know, mm-hmm. that was it Dr. Glidden? You had osteoporosis of the skull. He was having a little bit of Bell's palsy and mm-hmm. his eye, some eye issues and ear issues. And so Dr. Glidden let him know, get on the Bone and Health Pack, add some things, because you were on the Healthy Start Pack. And
right.
And the I-26, which is amazing. And all of a sudden, within days, your Bell's palsy went away. Your face straightened out.
And that's the thing. If I, as long as I'm taking what I, you know, what's prescribed for me by
yes.
the naturopaths that I trust, okay, Dr. Wallach, Dr. Glidden, and others
right.
like that, I'm good. And my, you know, the things that I have had problems with, seem to be normal.
And those are all nutrition. It's
yeah,
just doing the supplements.
But if I let up, or yeah. if I forget, or if I run out or something for 3 days, it's 3 days.
That's true.
Then things start
it's
going
longer
south.
Than
again.
That, but I'll be like, your face is a little slanted.
Three days.
And you hate that. You hate when your face does it. So
well,
he's
I mean,
so
yeah.
good about taking it usually. I mean, you'll forget.
Yeah.
And so there are, the packs actually represent exactly, like if you have diabetes, there's a blood sugar pack. And if the Bone and Joint Pack, they have a Healthy Heart and Brain Pack.
Brain, yeah.
And so that's so you can pick them based on what your issue is, and he just adds a few things to that. And so there's so many great things. If he did say books of his, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, really the Epigenetics, the new one, is amazing. And if you go on YouTube, he has Guns and Butter, which is a great, it's a great video. I mean, it's him talk. Oh, it's so good. And then there's, of course, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. But if you watch any of those, they're amazing as well. And so, Thomas, what do you, since you've learned and you've listened to a lot of Dr. Wallach, we've given you so many materials and you were blown away by it. What do you feel now about the whole thing?
So, I mean, I'm a true believer. Because during the time when I changed the diet, I actually did not call it ketogenic diet. I wasn't even aware of the ketogenic diet. So this is something new to me that is so popular these days. But when I did it exactly the way I thought it was supposed to be made, which is no dairy, no MSG, no nitrate. So I really avoided a lot of those things, and I try to minimize them as much as possible.
But you're talking about Dr. Wallach's 10 bad foods
exactly.
not to eat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I try to avoid them as much as possible. So I want to make sure that I did it right. And then later on, the ketogenic diet became popular, and they thought they found something of a gold mine. That's when I started to research more about the ketogenic diet, and I found out that this is a very old diet, right? So when I follow that, I just avoided foods, and I basically did a process of elimination and then add foods back the way Dr. Wallach had suggested. And I happened to be falling into a ketosis state. And that's when I was like, wow, why am I feeling this way? Mm-hmm. How come my brain is functioning so well? So that's when I knew about the ketosis and the ketogenic diet and the intermittent fasting. So I did a lot of studies on those. And those are very interesting to me. Did so many healthful things in my body. I have no cholesterol issues as far as I know. I mean,
well, Dr. Wallach, the research came out 2 weeks ago that 16 doctors, their research for the last 20 years shows that high cholesterol people live longer than low cholesterol. And so he's always said that, you know, farmers have been eating 10 to 12 eggs a day forever, right? Like people eat them all the time and they don't have, like, they're fine. And so it's a kind of a made up disease. It's not really a problem. And I think for you, though, when you started reading the Guns and Butter, and then that really blew you away. You were like, I can't believe all this information.
Yes, exactly. And I remember I was reading. I was like, wow. I said, this guy is amazing. I said, he's exactly what I need in my life right now. And aside from the exercise piece of that, which I do a lot, and the other part of that, and I don't know if you mentioned it, but there is a product called Rebound, which is good for people who does a lot of exercise and also are very active, because this is something that you need to put back in your body during your exercise and after your exercise, right?
Well, so, and Rebound, Dr. Wallach made for the NBA.
Yeah.
Theo Radcliffe.
Exactly.
Theo Radcliffe. Yeah, because he repaired him, his knees, everything, yeah. And they use it a lot, and they pour it in their Gatorade bottles instead of Gatorade, which gives you muscle cramps. So that's really great. But what's been the difference for you the last week, the more you've learned?
It validated everything that I had learned.
Wow, you knew it already. That's amazing. I think when you hear about the 100,000, autopsies yeah. and you go through everything and how they find out that each mineral deficiency and how they do that is amazing.
Yes.
And I know for you, Jim, you had a hard time, that's part of PhDs, I think. You just, were like, you weren't really sold on supplements, and I kept cramming them down to you, and you were like, I don't really feel anything, and maybe it's enzymes, But the difference is for you is that over time you saw a big difference.
Well, there are a number of things, but yeah, part of it is that I decided, I was very impressed with the Dead Doctors Don't Lie lecture that we heard, and I began to be willing to give it a try. When I found out more about Dr. Wallach and his background and the impact that he's made on the nutritional world, the whole world, his studies cannot be denied and negated. I mean, what he's done, he's done. Mm-hmm. And his textbook that's in the Smithsonian Institution is used even today.
Yeah, vet schools.
If you can afford it. I mean, it's used in vet schools today. And so people are beginning to realize that what he says is true. I study. I do research. That's part of who I am. And looking into him and what he's provided for us and done for us. And the thing about Wallach, I mean, he simplified it into four basic packs. You pick one that you need and you go for it.
Yes, and then he has lots of other things. And I think when you hear about all the things he's done, the epigenetics whole idea now, that his new book, it's not eugenics where everything's your family passed it down. They started that. In fact, they just had a show on KERA about that, and it was called The Case of Eugenics. And it tells all about how it was a big scam and it was fake and why they started it, and that things are generational, so they could basically get rid of the you know, what do they call them, undesirables. So that's kind of what they said. And so they wanted everyone to believe everything was genetic so that they could kind of exclude people and things like that. And so it was an incredible show, really, really upsetting. Epigenetics is actually what you need to get and understand. That's the understanding, the more you know that basically, no matter what, if you eat well and you get all the nutrition you need, you will not get these diseases. And I can't tell you all the things that run in my family. I don't have any of them. And I don't worry about them because I know I'm getting all the nutrients that I need, so I don't need to worry about heart disease or any of those things. Now, my parents are in their 80s, late 80s, and they're doing great. And so part of it is, you know, you don't have to worry that just because someone you're related to, and it's really funny that you're going to catch what they have, that you're, it's going to genetically come to you. And Dr. Wallach, he's so funny on that Guns and Butter video, which is actually a lecture, but it's on YouTube. He's so funny because like he sees the exact same diseases in animals. Like I've seen diabetes in alligators, and he goes, so how did the alligator catch it? Did he swallow a Baptist preacher who had diabetes, and then he got diabetes? And he said, that's kind of what they're trying to say, right? And so he's seen it in monkeys. He's seen not epilepsy. What has he seen in monkeys?
Muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm. Just different kinds of things in all the animals, all the diseases that we have. And that's why his book Black Gene Lies, it totally, you know, discredits all these things about, you know, only diseases and certain skin colors or diseases that pass down through families. Sickle cell anemia. He showed that they all actually are also in animals. And so how do animals get them? Doesn't run in families, right?
Right.
That's right.
So, I can't tell you how many times I hear some people say, well, diabetes runs in my family. Alzheimer's runs in my family.
Yes, but they were taught that, weren't they?
Well, I know. No, that's what I know. I realize that. And you know, now we have something to respond to that, to reply about that. Well, you know, let's take a different kind of look at it, you know, because there's hope for you.
Well, and Dr. Wallach, with the blood sugar pack, I mean, diabetes goes away in 3 months. And so we see it go away all the time. And so part of it is just knowing, having the knowledge, and being able to realize there are things out there for you that you can easily do that. And I know with Thomas doing the healthy eating and doing the more keto, it's amazing the things that you see. We hear people say they have more energy, they're more focused.
Right.
Instead of it being old age, what have you seen?
So for me, like you hear the words like clearer skin, my hormones feel balanced, I feel more energy. Those are just common things.
Yeah, the hormones, definitely.
Yes.
Yes, I've seen that, you know, and I've been doing it a while and I've been totally blown away. I already thought I was healthy, right? But the clarity is amazing. And I think people think as they age that their memories should start getting bad, that they'll be forgetful. And we talked about that the last show, how that happens all the time. But really, it's your diet.
That's correct.
Yeah. Do you have people say they're scattered, they're forgetful?
Most of the time, you know, the people who are forgetful, they're not on the right diet to begin with. So I try to put them on the right track and ease them in there slowly. And that's the key, is just maybe they're not used to this type of lifestyle and they have to change it very slowly. So we change one thing at a time. And I think that's important for anyone who's going to change their diet or lifestyle, is to do it one step at a time. You know, make sure you eliminate one food process after another and don't do it all at one time so you don't shock your body. And it's much, much easier to adapt to a newer lifestyle than trying to get it all at one time.
Well, keto is specifically, Thomas told me when I was having a little struggling, wanting to crave, and he said, do you think you're getting too much protein, or are you getting too much sugar? And I said, I'm not eating sugar, it must be too much protein. He's like, man, it's not paleo. So you need to describe keto more when we get back so that we can understand a little bit about it, because there are people that don't believe in keto, right? I'm like, what do you mean? You don't believe in it, but they don't like it, right? They like paleo or whatever. But if you can, you teach many different weight loss things.
That's correct.
So I want to talk about those when we get back. If you work with Thomas or follow these diets, you will lose weight. So everyone's wanting to lose weight. So we want you to hear it, for him to explain it simply. So stay right here.
Life Solutions Coaching and Counseling in Hazlitt, Texas is a full-service wellness clinic providing individual, group, and family counseling, one-on-one coaching for life and wellness, and naturopathic treatments of medical massage therapy combined with essential oils to ensure you reach your health and wellness goals. Sessions are available in person or by phone. Get started on your new life today. Just call 817-232-1363 or go to LifeSolutionsCoachingAndCounseling.com or email them at LifeSolutionsCC@yahoo.com.
To admit it's getting better, a little better, all the time.
And now here's more Getting Better with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
We have Thomas to say teaching a little bit about. And so we've been talking a lot about weight loss and weight loss diets. So he's going to tell us a little bit about keto. We do have a call coming in, so we're just going to put that on hold for a minute. Go ahead, Thomas.
So as far as we know for ketogenic diet, the ketogenic diet is a high fat, medium protein, and ultra low carb, right? So we're talking about 5% or lower on the carbohydrate intake, but the fat is about 70 to 75%. And I think the medicine, the nutritional type of ketogenic is close to 85 to 90% fat. So we're talking about a different type of macronutrient. This is a tilt on the food pyramid. And we're basically tilting that upside down.
It's so hard because we went to eat and they, you know, even if you go to a buffet, they want to know what kind of meat you want.
Yes.
And then there's, and I was like, wait, no. Okay, so it's hard. So it's 75% fat.
Fat, that's correct.
So if you have butter, avocado, or
and we're
nuts.
Talking essential fats. This
yes.
includes 3, 6, and 9.
It sounds crazy, exactly. doesn't it? It sounds crazy, but it's awesome. And then 25% carb.
5% carbohydrate.
Oh, okay, 25%.
About 20%, 15 to 20% of protein.
Protein, that's yes. right. So you do get some. We actually have a call, so we're going to go ahead and take it so we have time. Who do we have on the line?
Kathy.
Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I'm
oh,
here.
Hi.
How are you?
Yes. What is your question? Well, first, tell me, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, well, thank you for calling. Go ahead. What is your question?
I was talking to Thomas one night, and he was talking about the keto diet, and I've been type 1 insulin for 26 years, and I was just wondering what some of the things that he thought I could do. So, Thomas, do you want to tell me some things that would be helpful for me?
Were you talking to Thomas, or did you hear Thomas?
Oh,
Thomas, you get around. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Kathy. It's nice talking to you again. So I'm glad you were listening to me at that time. There's a difference. I want to make sure everyone is aware. I'm not a medical doctor, so, you know, let's mm-hmm. put that out there. And I'm a nutritionist, so my suggestions to a lot of people is to make sure that they consult with their physicians first and make sure that they mm-hmm. Listen to what they're saying and take the medications as needed. You know, so let's just put it out there. The other part of that is that there's a difference between low carb for type 2 and low carb for type 1, right? Because we already know the type 1 has the inability to create insulin in their body, so we have to be very careful on how you do your low carb diet. But one good reference for you before we run out of time is that, you know, there's a book called The Diabetic Solution by Richard K. Bernstein. He himself is a doctor for over seven decades, who's been a type 1 diabetic, who's found a solution to his problem. And he was diagnosed at age 12 of type 1 diabetes. He's actually, there's not a lot of medicine back in the day, so for him to come up with his own solution is amazing. So I suggest you to look for that book, and it would help you tremendously. He actually is an advocate for low-carb lifestyle. So he's currently eating similar to not a classic ketogenic, but more of a low-carb, modified ketogenic diet. He eats about 30 grams of carbohydrates a day, a fairly high amount of protein, and a medium to low fat. Not quite low fat, but medium fat intake. And there's a reason why there's a mm-hmm. high protein intake on that, because he is a type 1 diabetic. So he wants to make sure that his blood sugar levels stay consistent throughout the day. And the reason why it's a higher protein, not a higher carb, is because protein in itself can be broken down into glucose if your sugar levels are dropping. So that's called a gluconeogenesis. And that happens to people who are in a high-fat diet as well. So if you have the time, please take a look at that book, and it will help you tremendously.
What was the title again?
Okay.
It's called The Diabetic Solution by Richard K. Bernstein, Dr. Great. Richard Bernstein.
So, Kathy, you're a diabetic, and normally diabetics, they eat a lot of carbs, right? But they have to be careful of the glucose, right?
Right, because the glucose is the sugar.
And so it's kind of interesting about keto, because you're saying instead go high fat, not high carb. That's what you're saying, Thomas?
The classic ketogenic is normally higher fat, right? But there's a modified ketogenic, which is higher in protein, still low carb, but fairly medium amount of fat versus a high fat. So it's not a 70% fat. It's probably down towards a 40 to 45% fat intake, so, and a much higher percentage.
Is that what you're suggesting for her?
Correct. That's correct. Yeah, and the reason why you do that is you want to make sure that your body is able to regulate itself out. And one of the problems with taking insulin is that you're not really sure how your body is going to respond with exogenous insulin intake. You don't know whether it's going to drop or it's going to go up. And so I've seen this many, many times for people who have type 1 diabetes, who they take the same amount of insulin every day, and then all of a sudden they're suffering from hypoglycemia or ketoacidosis. Mm. Right, and that's the reason. There's a reason why is your body doesn't necessarily absorb those insulin like it should if it's naturally created in your body. So you have to be very careful of that. You can't regulate that. It's hard to regulate that.
Do you have any other questions, Kathy?
No, I think I'm all set. But thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate your call.
I appreciate that. So we can get better together. Okay. Thank you, Thomas. That was interesting. I was fascinated by that. We learned a lot. If you want to know more, if you're listening, you want to know more about Dr. Wallach, but you don't have a computer, you can call our office at Life Solutions. The number is 817-232-1363, and someone will get back to you. If you want to order products, you can do it that way too, and we'll get back to you so you can order. Or you can go to Getting Better with Ann Beal. If you want to reach Dr. Slaughter, he's at that same number. You can get him at the Life Solutions office. If you want to reach Thomas, how do they reach you, Thomas?
They can follow me on Facebook or Instagram at peakperformance_fitness, or they can go straight to my website at peakperformancefitnesstx.com.